my grandfather's yahrzeit, my mother's father. So she asked me to give a shir and to buy cake to drink with Ilui Nishmas. Ilui Nishmas means for the rising of his soul. Because when you do mitzvahs, what's the difference between a person who's alive and a person who's dead? What's the difference, right?
One person can do things.
Yeah, one person can do mitzvahs, the other person can't do mitzvahs. So the Gemara says that, what's a midrash, sorry, that a dead person is like a fish. You ever see a fish tank? You ever see when you put like, you know, fish food on top of a fish tank and you see the fish, it jumps up and it grabs the food, yeah, and it goes back down, jumps up. So it's the same thing, mitzvahs to a dead person. It's an ilu nishma, so he's jumping up, grabbing on this, and it gives him aliyah. It gives him, he goes, every mitzvah we do for his name, it gives him an aliyah. That's why it's ilu nishma. His yahrzeit is a time when kiviyachol, part of his soul comes back to where his kever is, and it sort of seems to be more in the world. So he has more an effect on his soul to, you know, his children or anyone who does mitzvahs for in his name. So that's why it's a special day to do mitzvahs in the name of your close relatives. It doesn't have to be your close relatives, it could be anyone, right? So that's basically, and the Sfarim have a minhag that they make brachas. Food, brachas, different types of brachas, that's basically what they do. So that's the reason why I'm doing this. Okay? So, since it's Erev Shavuos, I thought I'd give a shiur on Shavuos. So first we have to ask a question. Why? Shavuos, we all know, was Chag Matan Torateinu. That's what we say in our tefillah. When we daven, we say it's Chag Matan Torateinu. The Chag of the giving of the Torah. But there's no hint whatsoever in the Torah to that. Chag HaShavuos is called Chag HaBikurim, the Chag of the first fruit. Chag HaShavuos is called Chag HaShavuos, the Chag of the weeks. So what has the connection to what's written in the Torah to Matan Torah? All Amin Hagim that we have on this Chag, we bring flowers into Beit HaKnesset because Har Sinai was beautified, right? We stay up late the whole night because Klal Yisrael Wachote, they fell asleep before Matan Torah, so we stay awake. All our minhagim for Chag HaShavuos is connected with Matan Torah. We don't have any bikurim that we bring, or we eat fruits or anything like that. Nothing. All we do is associated with Matan Torah. So why in the Torah it's not even there? Doesn't make sense. Okay. So let's start with the Chet of Adam HaRishon. We know from Chazal that Adam HaRishon was Choteb when he ate the fruit of the Eitz Hadas. The fruit of the Eitz Hadas, Chazal tell us, right? Different Chazalim, mainly Midrashim, that they are all the seven species. All the seven species, Shenishtabcha ba Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael is praised for. And these are the seven species from which we bring the first fruits. So already, we're seeing now more of a connection. You with me? The Chet of Adam HaRishon was when he ate from these fruits. And on Shavuot is the beginning of the bringing of these first fruits. Okay? Shavuot, Chazal tell us, it's a Gemara on Shabbos, the Pascha went away from Klal Yisrael, Zumata Shel Nachash. If it wasn't for the Chet HaEgel, we'd have been freed of the sin of Adam HaRishon. That's what Torah is there for. Torah is there to bring us to Olam Haba. Olam Haba is when we no longer have the sin of Adam HaRishon, and that our goof is in complete oneness with our soul. Right? There's no Yetzirah, there's no nothing. We're complete oneness with our spiritual goof. Right? We can't purify our physical goof without Tchiyas HaMeisim because of the Chet HaEgel. But in theory, Matan Torah was there to purify our physical goof, right? and reach the level of Adam HaRishon before the Chet. So that's hinted in this concept of Bikurim. What's Bikurim? The first fruits. What do we do? We have Mikra Bikurim when we read Bikurim. Right? In Parshas Ki Tavor, we have the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. Yeah? In Parshas Ki Tavor, it says, we come to Eretz Israel. Yeah? Then we take the first of all fruit. Yeah? And we bring it to the Kohen. And then we have a whole vidui. What's the vidui that we say? A whole thing we say. I.e., this Arami was Lavan, who wanted to destroy my father. We went into Egypt. We sat there a little time. And became a big nation. They did bad to us, the Egyptians. We cried to Hashem. He heard our voices and our afflictions. We went out of Mitzrayim with Nisim, with miracles. And we came to this land of flowing with milk and honey. Right? Sorry, it's not really milk and honey. It means dvash tamarim. It doesn't matter. And now, it says, and now I'm bringing my first fruit, which you gave me, and I'm bowing down in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm happy with all the good which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought for me. What is that mitzvah bikurim? It's basically taking us to the whole history, the videos, whole history of the Jewish people, right? What happened to us, and thanking for Kodesh Baruch Hu for that whole history, till I came today in the land of Israel, and I now, my appreciation, I'm bringing this first fruit, which is brought to the Kohen, right? It was a whole tekes, it was a whole big thing. You know, you had a cow with like silver horns, all sorts of people would greet them. It was a whole big thing they made of this Bikurim. In Mishnah's Bikurim, it's all written down there. What is the concept of Bikurim? The concept of Bikurim is gratitude. Gratitude that we reached this place. What was the sin of Adam HaRishon? What was the sin? What was the major sin? He ate from Eitz HaDaas, his wife gave it to him. Maybe it was a little bit of onus even. What was the sin? Rashi says, the sin that Adam HaRishon was kofer b'tov that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him. He said, when he was asked why he sinned, he said, Ha'ish asha natata imadi, the wife that you gave me caused me to sin. That was kofer b'tov. From Chazal, it's mashma, that without that, it would have been shaykh tshuva. The tshuva of us on Chag HaBikurim is the tshuva of that chet. It was kafa b'tova. The wife that you gave me did all this to me. No. The wife that you gave you, that was your nisayon. You didn't pass it. Admit that you didn't pass it. The life that you had was your test. Don't blame the Kodesh Baruch Hu for not doing what you're supposed to be doing. That he gave you too much difficulties in your life. That's your life. The tikkun, the fixing of the Chet of Adam HaRishon is whatever our life is. I mean, the vidui of Bikurim is we went into Egypt, they afflicted us. What are you thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu taking you to Egypt and afflicting you and then bringing you out? You know, like saying, like, you know, like, thanks for the stomachache and thanks for the medicine that got me out of there. Right? Would you thank someone who gave you a stomachache and give you medicine to get out of there? No, really? No. Don't give me the stomachache, you know, fine. What's this concept? The concept is accepting life, accepting the burdens of life, accepting and understanding the gratitude that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you this specific life with all its difficulties and joys. There's plenty of joys, but the difficulties also. When we have that appreciation, that gratitude, when you bring a first fruit, does it come easy? You just, like, you know, you just have a tree, you leave it there, and all of a sudden grows fruit. I mean, nowadays, maybe that's what we think, right? You know, nowadays we think, you come to the supermarket, You go, there's a plastic box of fruit. It's just there, that's it. You have an apple, you have a pear, you have whatever you want. Right, it's just there. Someone toiled over that. Someone made sure he put fertilizer, he covered it. He toiled. He lost some of his fruit. He had to toil to get to those fruit. Now that toil, we take to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're giving our first fruit over to Him. What do you mean we're giving our first fruit over to Him? We're thanking Him for our lives. Our toil, all that toil, our first fruit, that which is dear, in most endearing to a person, the first thing that came out, is giving over to Kodesh Baruch Hu to thank Him for the life that He gave him. That's the concept of gratitude. Without gratitude, you can't have a relationship. If someone gives you, and continues to give you, and continues to give you, and you feel no gratitude, there's no relationship, and you can never build a relationship with that person. The only relationship you can build with a person is if there's gratitude. On both sides. On both sides. So the tikkun, the fixing of Chag HaShavuot, is to bring us to that level of gratitude. That's what Bikurim are about. So it's not telling you this is Chag Matan Torah, because Matan Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you something. Ki lekach tov natati lachem, Torati al ta'azovu. How can you get into a relationship with someone who's giving you such goodness? The greatest goodness that a person can give you is spiritual life. And spiritual life, the way to connect to spirituality and bring spirituality, that's the greatest goodness a person can give. But if you don't have gratitude, how are you going to enter that relationship? How is that going to be a relationship for you? How is that going to bring you close to your Creator? So Chag HaBikurim is a prerequisite to Matan Torah. Without the fixing of the non-gratitude of Adam HaRishon, we're not shaykh. It's not relevant to us. Chag Matan Torah Teinu. It's not relevant to us to be given a present. It's a matana. It's not relevant to be given life. This is giving us life. Life comes with good things. Life comes with difficult things. But where's the gratitude for the life you were given? Where's the gratitude for the Torah you were given? When whatever stage a person is, the basis of a relationship with his fellow man, with himself, with his Creator is gratitude. What do you mean with himself? What do you mean gratitude for yourself? What do you mean gratitude to yourself? You work hard, you do things. Do you appreciate yourself? Do you think you did something? No, you take it for granted. You don't even think you're a good guy. You don't even like yourself. We put taskmasters on ourselves. Paro in Egypt. And we don't even like, we don't even appreciate ourselves. You understand what I'm saying? The beginning of any relationship is gratitude. That's what Bikurim give us. That's the shorish. And today, what are we doing? My grandpa, I never met him in my life. I have no, I have seen pictures my mother showed me, but that's all I know of him. I heard maybe some stories, but I've never seen him. But he gave birth, right, to my mother, and my mother gave birth to me. So the minimum I can do, being his grandson, is showing a little bit of gratitude. So it's very mat'im that this is the shiur I should be giving. Because I have to realize for myself how much, even a person I never saw him. He never, both my grandparents I never saw. I saw my grandmas, but my grandfather I never saw. But a person has to realize the people that did for him, the people that cared for him. And even if they did him a little bit of, not so good, or he felt that they hurt him, or they didn't do the right things for him, parents make mistakes. Parents make mistakes. Grandparents make mistakes with their, their children. And it all has an effect. But they gave. They gave us something. They gave us life. They gave us something. They gave us more than just life. We have to have gratitude. That's the beginning of a relationship with your Creator. I think I heard one of the boys tell me, the Rav Orlovich said, that the main midah, the main characteristic you should look for in a wife is she has the midah of gratitude. Now, I don't know how you can look for that, right? You know, we look for all sorts of things, but I don't know if you can see that. You know, I'm sure you can see it if you look carefully. But he's saying a very basic thing. That without gratitude, it doesn't matter how much of a giving person you are or what you do for another person, you won't have a relationship. Okay, so now we understand what Chag HaBikurim has to do with Chag Matan Torah. But now what about Chag HaShavuot? Rashi says, he says in Brachot, a very interesting Rashi. You know, we always have Reb Dessler. Reb Dessler explains, what does chesed do to a person? When you give to a person, so part of you is in that person, and then you see, since a person loves himself, he loves the object that he toiled in, or the person that he gave to, right? Because he sees himself in the other person. And a person by nature loves himself. So that's why a person loves his children, right? Or loves his talmidim, or loves all the people that he gives to. You with me? Or the work he does, an artisan will love his picture, or the thing that he developed, right? He'll have an affinity to it, because he's there in that object, because he developed it, he created it. But there's a Rashi that says a different thing. But, and it's not a contradiction, they're both the same, the different side of the same coin. Rashi says as follows. Rashi says, when you give a present to a person, what happens? What's the psychology? What happens? You give something to another person, what happens to them? They recognize that you care for them because you gave to them. And that, uba lidei ahava, and they come to like you. So Rashi is saying the nature of a person is, if you care for another human being, they'll care for you. If I recognize in you that you care for me, I'll care for you. What's gratitude? In Hebrew, what's the word for gratitude? Hakarat hatov. The ability to recognize the good in someone else. That ability to recognize good, it's a different word from gratitude. The ability to recognize good, what does that mean? What does that mean? A person cannot recognize good in another person if he doesn't recognize the good in himself. If a person has an ayin tova, a good eye to himself and to his own life, then they have an ayin tova la'achirim. How can you have an ayin tova to your life without being accepting of your life? And without realizing the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you such a life. And it's good, and it's there for you to improve. There has to be a hakara satov of the life that you have, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you. When you have that hakara, that recognition, which is in a certain sense emunah, it's the same thing. And emunah is a concept of imun, trust. That's why it's related to relationships. When you have that belief in yourself and your own personal life, then you trust in yourself. You believe in yourself. You have the imun, the trust that you can cope with your life and live your life to full. Then you can take that imun and entrust in another human being and see the good in them and look for the good in them. But if you don't see your personal life as good, you don't makir the tov that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you, you won't makir the tov in another human being. K'mayim ponim el ponim ken leiv adam la'adam. Just as your leiv can't see your goodness, I'm using the pasuk in a different way, so can't see the other goodness. That's why we say, the pasuk says, by love, v'ahavta l'ra'echa kamocha. You can only love a person if you love yourself, if you recognize the good in yourself. That's what gratitude is. That's what the Hakara HaTov is.
Without that, you can't have not emunah, you can't have trust or entrust, you can't have relationships. So long as a person can't see the good in his own life, he can't enter a relationship in a proper way. And that's avoda. That requires a lot of avoda. To realize that what was given to him in his own life was given to him by Kodesh Baruch Hu for his good. And that Hakaras HaTov in his own life will show him to be Makir Tov in other people and the good that they do him. Sometimes a person might do you a wrong. There's a Gemara. It shows this very clearly. It's a Gemara with Rabbi Akiva. It's a famous Gemara. Rabbi Akiva went to a place. He had a donkey. He had a chicken. I forgot what else he had. And he had a donkey, a chicken, and a candle. So, he was steiging away with his candle. Came the wind, blew his candle out. Right? Okay, what can you do? So he shluffed it. Where he was shluffing it, what happened? Came a lion, a wolf, and took away the donkey. Okay, what can you do? Gamzu letova. Right? Kol man da'avi rahmana letovu da'avi. Good. Then, wanted to get up in the morning. As his alarm clock, his chicken, right? Came, that might be the wolf. I think it was the Ari, and now it's the wolf. Came the chicken away. Now it's nothing. So he schluffed it in the whole morning. He was just schluffing there in this cave or wherever it was, right?
In the forest.
The forest, then I wouldn't understand why he didn't get up with the light, but okay. Yeah. So, what happened here? Then he woke up late. He lost all his candle for learning. It was terrible. Candles were expensive then. He lost his donkey for riding. He lost his chicken, right? Maybe his morning breakfast he would also have, right? Sunny side up. I don't know, but okay. He lost his breakfast as well, his alarm clock. Now what's he going to do? Says the Gemara, when he woke up, he saw the city next door was desolate. Came in, guys saw it, plundered the city. Had he had a candle, or the donkey, or the chicken, just the noise of those animals, the cattle, the guy saw it, the people who came to plunder would have been aware of him. And Chas v'Shalom, there wouldn't have been a Rabbi Akiva.
They
would have probably killed him. So
I got lost in
that. So then he saw the good.
Right.
He saw the good. But it wasn't clever to see the good after the event. After that, even I can see the good. The cleverness was to see the good when that event was actually happening.
Without knowing that.
We don't know.
What's saving him from.
So that's a marshal to life. We don't see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu drives our lives. He brings us here, he does this, right? Sometimes it seems bad for us. And in the end, we get such a matana. The biggest matana that a person can get is what? Torah. Torah. What's Torah? Ishus. A wife. The biggest matana that a person can get is a wife. A person without a wife is an evyan. He's needy for everything. That's what Chazal called him, an evyan. Right? That's the biggest matana. When a person gets such a matana, he should go to the kotel, he should spend an hour there, and he should daven to his creator and say, thank you. Because he can now have a good life. Torah is also ishus. It's also a relationship. That's what we're receiving. That's a matana. That's what we're receiving in Matan Torah. Your soul is also ishus. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And every day we thank him. Elokai. Neshama shenatata bi tahora. We thank him every day for our neshama. I don't know if we really thank him. We read the thanks, but do we really thank him? And then we have a whole series of brachos. The beginning of our davening. This is the beginning of our davening. We just open our eyes. The first thing we say is what? Mode ani lefanecha melech chai v'kayam shechezar tabi nishama v'chemra rabem natecha.
We're thanking for the Shoshana he gave us. The just opened eyes. We can barely, you know, we can barely think at that moment, right? We start the day with gratitude. And we end the day with gratitude, with Kriyat Shema. Hamapil Shena. The Gemara says that Chumash starts with Chesed and ends with Chesed. It starts with Chesed. Where it starts with Chesed? No. It starts with Chesed. I would also say that. It doesn't say that. It says it starts with Chesed. That Kriyat Baruch Hu brought Adam HaRishon, his wife. And it ends with Chesed, that he buries Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is the Gemara telling us it starts with Chesed and ends with Chesed? And also, you're right, the biggest Chesed in the world is creating the world. Bereishis is Chesed. That's obvious. Why does it say Bereishis is Chesed? Why it goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu shushpinin to Adam HaRishon, brought his wife? Which is a greater Chesed? Creating the whole entire cosmos for man? Look, where this pincy wincy planet over here called Earth. On this pincy wincy planet, there's how many billions of people?
Seven.
7 billion people? There's plenty of land around, right? Boos will argue about it. But this, you're one guy in this pincy wincy planet, in this whole galaxy, right? And he created this whole entire galaxy for you. Right? Pashtus, there's no aliens around. You know, maybe in Star Wars there is, but Pashtus, there's no aliens around. Maybe there'll be some bacteria here or there, right? Or some life forms elsewhere, but there's no like humanity around Pashtus. Simply speaking. Okay? All this entire complex created for us. That's, you would have thought a bigger, there's no bigger chesed than that. Says Chumash, no. What's the biggest chesed? We have to wait to create Baruch Hu bringing him a wife. That's a bigger chesed than creating the whole entire world. And isn't that telling you something? What's difficult? What's more difficult? To get your wife or to create the whole world? To create Baruch Hu? What's difficult? No, it's more difficult to get your wife. Rabbi Stein does a pretty good job. Okay? That's a tremendous chesed. Why is that a bigger chesed? Why? Why is that a bigger chesed?
Because it makes you do chesed.
Yes, but why is that a bigger chesed? Because that's the tachlis abriyah. That's the purpose. Creating the world, that's not the purpose of the world. Having all these galaxies, etc., that's not the purpose of the world. So you have it. So he gave you trees to make boats, houses. He gave you oil. He gave you all these things and all these utilities. You have the whole world you can use. That's a tremendous chesed. Air to breathe, oxygen, whatever you want, you have. Water, whatever you want, there's in the world, right? Look, all these raw materials, you can do whatever you want with them. Whichever smoothie you want, you can make, right? All the flavors, all the tastes, all whatever you can possibly think about. Even colors you can't even see. That's a tremendous chesed. But there's no tachlis to it. There's no purpose to it. If man's purpose is just to indulge in, to bathe in the goodness that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him, that's not a real chesed. The real chesed is when a person lives a purposeful life with his wife and procreates and has children and is domer to his creator and is similar to his creator in that he's reproducing and recreating and bringing the world with tachliso to its purpose. A person's half a person without a wife. A person's half a person without Torah. A person's half a person without his neshama. Well, that's obvious, right? He's probably less than half a person. Okay? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation of the world is not the tachlis of the world. The tachlis of the world only happens on Chag HaShavuos. That's why you say, Yom HaShishi, Rashi brings this, Gemara.
We learned the Gemara last week, Rabbi Chavitz. Yom HaShishi. Why it says HaShishi with Hey Yediyah? Because the whole world was Rafui, was like, wasn't fully in place. Wasn't until the Klal Yisrael received the Torah. Until Klal Yisrael came into a marriage with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then the world came to its tachlis. Then the world came to its purpose. When we got married, which is Matan Torah, the world came to its purpose. Without Torah, we're not married. We don't have a wife. That's our way we connect with our Creator. That's our marriage. We have to be married to our Creator. We have to be married to ourselves, our soul. We have to be married to our wives and the people around us. That's the Tachlis HaBriah. That's the biggest chesed we have. What's the last chesed of Chumash? The burial of Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the burial of Moshe Rabbeinu represent? That life isn't ending. Burial isn't the life ending. Did Moshe Rabbeinu, was he buried? We don't know the burial place of Moshe Rabbeinu, because his soul and his guf didn't need to separate, because they were completely united. It wasn't a burial that we think of a burial. The burial of Moshe Rabbeinu represents the concept of another form of chesed. The Gemara says, what's Tchias HaMeisim? Tchias HaMeisim gives an example of Tchias HaMeisim. A comparison. You put wheat into the ground, what happens to the wheat? It dissolves, and then shoots up, and you get a beautiful stalk. Says the Gemara, that's Tchias HaMeisim. The body is buried, it decomposes, and comes out a beautiful goof for the neshama to return in it and to have its completion come to its tachlis. That's the chesed of burial. Chesed isn't to give a person a drink, to pick up the cups in the base of Medrash. Chesed is to give a person something that will bring him to his tachlis, to his purpose in life. That's why the biggest chesed you can do to a person is what? To give him a wife. Or to bury him, because to bury him also is bringing him to his tachlis, which is Tchias HaMeisim. Okay, we stop here.